The National Republican Party did not put much effort into the Senate race prior to the primary, and even suggested the contest against Feingold might not be close. But Republican National Committee leader Ed Gillespie is now singing the praises of party nominee Tim Michels. Gillespie says the Wisconsin race has moved up the GOP's ladder.
It's a top-tier race. I mean, it could be one of the top 15, depending on how things go. If the president keeps picking up momentum, you know, we could be picking up seats all over the place. We've got a lot of open seats, but it is clearly one of the top targeted Democrat incumbents in the country today, if we put it that way.
Gillespie says he'll be meeting with other party leaders on how much money they'll spend in Wisconsin. He's already presided over a Milwaukee news conference at which Russ Darrow and Robert Welch endorsed Michels. But Senator Feingold says Gillespie was coming into the state no matter who won the Republican primary. Feingold says he's ready for any, quote, Republican attack dogs.
When Mr. Gillespie and Mr. Michels see the kind of grassroots organization that we have around this state, they're going to realize they're in for a much tougher fight than they realized. We've already knocked on something like 160,000 doors around the state.
Feingold says he's not opposed to national Democrats helping his campaign as long as it's with so-called hard money. Those are funds that are more closely regulated, with limits on how much a person can give. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.